Halleluja.
Amen.
It's always an honor to be here.
You know, and it's a bit more honor to stand before honorable people like you in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
To also share a word of exaltation unto the Lord. How many of you were here on Friday for the movie? Friday. Good. For those that were not here, it was really good. And then we pray and we also endeavor all of you, and we encourage you that when things are organized like that, you should be involved, because it's always a blessing.
Amen.
And then you could ask those who were here on Friday, and it was marvelous for them to also see the movie.
Amen.
Today, I have only 15 minutes, so if it's 15 minutes, maybe they can tell you, just let me know and I'll end it. We speaking on the topic, no other God than Jesus.
Amen.
Our hope in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the sense that, you know, sometimes people trying to compare Jesus to other gods, as sometimes someone described it as, you know, it's like asking how the sun differs from other stars in the solar system. You know, there is no such comparison. Why can't you compare such a thing? Because, you know, there are no other stars in the solar system apart from the sun. So there is no way you could compare Jesus to any other God, because he's the only God. And he is the Son of God, and he is God himself. We are going to take our message from John chapter 14. Verse 1 to 20, and I read John chapter 14, verse 1 to 20. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If there were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? And that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father, and whosoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandment. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. I take that again. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we pray? Father, Lord, we thank you for today, for such a wonderful day. And Lord, you have brought us here, and for one purpose, that through you we shall celebrate you, and also celebrate brothers as well in this church. We pray and commit the rest of the whole program into your care, and you shall take absolute control. That everything we do shall glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the reason recent happenings around the world, sometimes I believe if there was no bad news, I don't think the news agencies are going to survive. Because the recent happenings around the world show us that it's only bad news. You tune in onto the TV and it's all bad news. You hear what is happening in France, the car trampling over people. You hear what's happening in Belgium. You hear what's happening in Germany. And these are all our neighboring countries. So, you know, one time I woke up and I was with a friend. And then the first thing he said was like, brother, we have to prepare because we are the next, you know. And I was telling him, it depends on how you see it. Where do you stand? Because if you fear, now the world is like living in fear. And then during the news, I saw like the policeman trying to control and skipo and everything because everyone is living in fear now. And then in these times that I want to encourage you that we need to put our hope in Christ. In these times that I want to let you know that where you stand is really important. Because now people don't plan these things anymore. Those terrorists we talk about, they don't plan these things anymore. All they do is they have their hope in something. So if someone kills someone and then he takes people along with him, all they have to do is shout from wherever they are and say, we are with you. So there are no plans anymore. So it's difficult for even the criminal investigators to even notice if something has been planned, because these things are not planned anymore. And then I want to encourage you that if you're a Christian, and then in all these things you still walk in fear, then you should assess your life again. Because you wake up, and then you walk out, you say a prayer, and you know that the God who you trust, he's going to take you out, and he's going to bring you in. That you know that he is the God who created the heaven and the earth. If he says yes, no one can say no. And in all these things, if you still have fear every time you are walking, you should be vigilant. I'm not saying don't be vigilant, but your faith in this situation should really be at utmost important to you. Because if not, then you are already a walking dead. So some of these things we should really take into consideration. You know, Jesus, from the movie we saw the other on Friday, you know, when he died, he said he was going to rise again. You know, how could someone have told a story from this perspective? If Jesus said, okay, I'm going to rise in spirit. If he rose in spirit, who is in spirit here that could have seen him? And then we would have said, oh, our Savior has risen in spirit. So he's somewhere in the air. So yeah, we have to believe it. But he said he's going to bodily rise again. And he told his disciples, look at me, touch me and you feel my flesh. And that is something you can doubt. If you hold someone who was dead, you know, the soldier said in a movie, he said two things that can't reconcile. A man who is dead without doubt and a man who is bodily risen again. And in these times, this is no myth or this is no story someone wrote down to deceive you. This is history. So even if you don't want to believe in Jesus, just go to the history books and then you will know that all these things happened in time. So this is a man, if someone dies and rise again, this is a man I think you can really trust. This is a man you can put your hope in. And if he says he's God, he truly means what he said. Amen?
Amen.
You know, sometimes we should pray up for our friends as Christians, because you know what some of them believe. How many of you have Hindu friends? You know, with people like that, we have an assurance and hope in Christ that one day he's going to come and save us. But then, which with other religions, trust me, there is no hope. There is no assurance. They have no assurance, but then they do follow their religion strictly. I don't know what they are aiming for, but none of the religions are sure of any form of hope. All they want to know is, for example, in Hindu, you know, they want to attain this spiritual enlightenment whereby they don't even know of. And then what they believe is, everything around us is not real. The pain we go through is not real. Ourself, me being here, is not real. Elder, can you please come? And then it's funny how, Elder, if I pinch you, you feel the pain.
I feel.
You feel the pain. And it's more like we are here as human beings on this earth. We feel the pain. We are heartbroken sometimes. We cry. Sometimes we share joy. We share a lot of things as human beings. And at the end of the day, you want to tell me you are illuding. This is no illusion. You are real on this earth. And one day, everybody is going to account for what he or he did. You understand? So if someone is supposed to tell you, follow my religion, but you are not yourself, everything around you is an illusion. Trust me, logic should tell you it doesn't work that way. You know, and then some of these things, we as Christians should know who we believe in, pray for our friends, because sometimes we think about what some of them believe in, and it's very sad. Because some people also believe in rebirth, that the more you do good, maybe it's going to save you one day. But then, how do they know this is going to save you? They don't know, because even if they die, they believe you could come back as an animal. Maybe if that's to do with Buddhism. You know, so there was this joke whereby one American guy was rushing to the airport. He was in India, and then he had to charter a taxi. So he sat in the taxi, and then this Indian guy, he told this Indian guy, hey, I'm going to pay you double or even triple if you speed to the airport. So the Indian guy, you know how they speak, don't worry, I'm going to take you to the airport. So all this way, he sped on the road, and along the road, you know, there was a dead man next on the pavement, and then there was traffic as well. So the Indian guy tried to swerve and then trample over the dead body. So the American guy was like, hey, can't you see a dead body right on the pavement? And then the Indian guy was like, do you want to go to the airport or you want to stand here and wait? So, you know, the American guy was like, yeah, but this is preposterous. Like, there is someone here and then you are trying to trample on him. So he go over it and they sped on. But then they go to a point whereby they were like cows, you know, on the street. And then these people, they believe that if you come back, sometimes you come back as cows. And then they pay homage to even cows, you know. And then there was no traffic, but everyone was slowing down to pay homage. So the American guy was like, hey, what are you doing? It's just a cow. You trample over a human being, and then you should move. So the Indian guy was like, hey, you never know. That's the man right there as a cow, you know. So it makes me think that they have no respect for human life, but they believe human beings can come as cows or other animals, and then they believe in such things that, okay, maybe he did something bad, so he's now a cow. But then the question is, then if you do good, what do you become as? And that's, they don't know. They don't know where they end up as. But then they are following someone which is called Buddha. So they believe in no God, but they are following someone called Buddha, who they believed gained this enlightenment that they are also trying to attain. But he himself also proclaimed he was not perfect. But then we all know that Jesus Christ came onto this earth. He had no sin in him. He loved. And as he said, our only weapon as Christians is love.
Amen.
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 So as we're saying, all I'm trying to say is your belief and your faith in Christ. Do take a stand. Always also remember our Muslim brothers in the prayers, because all of us have Muslim friends, and it's sad the way things are going now around us. And then the thing is, our leaders are also not bold to step up and then face the fact that this is a problem of belief, because belief is a strong thing. As we said, our only weapon as Christians is love, but then some people also have other things as weapons, but then they always tell you it's a religion of peace, because all of you have heard this word before. It's a religion of peace. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. They always mention their prophets and they say peace, you know. But then, as I said, logic should tell you things going around you, even should tell you there's no peace going on within themselves. You know, I was watching, you know, the devil is a fraudster. He likes to really copy things, you know. So sometimes I sit down and I see some of the things he's really doing in the lives of other people. And then, especially in the religion of Islam, there are a lot of similarities with the Christians. And then people don't want to take a stand. So I'm going to ask all of you, because some of you here believe that the God of the Islam is as well as the God of Christians. Because when they say say Allah, they say, oh, he's the same God, but we have different followers, which is not true. So, if as a Christian you say, I am of God, if something is not of God, then what is the thing of? It's directly from the devil, right? But then, it's like, everyone wants to accept them in a way. I'm not saying don't accept them in love, because that's our only weapon. But always pray for them. Because the thing is, you know, I was watching a video with Elder Boom the other time, and then there was a converted man. He was an Islam. He was an Islamic scholar, and then he's now a Christian by God's grace. And then he said one thing, that in Christianity, there is one thing, that Jesus died on the cross to save us. But in Islam, there's also something similar, not the same. That you as a human being, you die, you take others with you, and then you also can atone for the sins of your family members. And then these are some of the things that we see here. So when they die, you know, people celebrate. Whilst we are saying our mourning for the lives of others, people in their home, their parents, are celebrating because maybe his son has killed himself and has taken the lives of others. And then these are things you need to know if you are around your Muslim friends. You pray for them, you show them love, that they will not understand how come, where is this love coming from? And it's only in the person of Christ that we can always have this kind of love. I'm going to end. And then as Christians, what is our goal? Our goal is, you know, to see the Father one day, end up with the Father in his humble abode, in the heavenly places. You know, how simple is this? How do you attain these things? And then what you have to do is just proclaim his name in faith. And you let him know that now you've taken him as your personal savior. And it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. And then as a Christian, you live your life because you love Christ. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And then we are, as a city, we are like a city on a hilltop. And then we are not supposed to be hidden. Understood? So as Christians, I endeavor and I encourage everyone that we should go out there, that we should let our lights shine so before men, that they shall see our good works. And at the end of the day, they will be like, who are these people following? And they may glorify our Father in heaven. Amen.